Chapter 7, Movement and Decline.
I don't know, can't think of nothing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There was a light in the window and the table spread and slender. Someone standing by an open door. I can see a crystal river, Lord. I must be here forever. You know, I've never been in a home since before. Do you see the bright lights?
You meant to do that. That was Cornette Lewis Coal Company. And just suddenly, it's gone. And that used to be a nice mining camp at Llewellyn. And had a row of those large two-story houses, and it was so nice. And it's just gone. And you say, oh, gee, this is terrible. Cornette Lewis is closed. And you just accept it and think about it and say, gee, I'm sorry. And then time passes and everything, and then somebody says, oh, you know, I think Three Point, I don't know the time frame exactly for that, but Three Point's closing. Well, this is another really bad thing, and you're really sorry, but you see, it didn't happen. It just, like one morning you get up and all these things are just gone.
A lot of the young generation had to, you know, like off farther north to get jobs, ran from like Lexington on up into Michigan, Ohio, and the other states, you know, to get jobs, better paying jobs and a lot safer ones, and to feed their families and stuff. And, so everything's pretty well quieting down for us mines now. And a lot of the big companies that was through here are shut down now, ain't? Now it's that went out of business, or either shut the mines down and to another area, another state. So, if a fellow wants to get him a job or something, you know, it pays there a bit. And he don't want to work in the mines, he had to leave Hardin County, you know, to do so.
Right now, I can look back and it's like a friend, a dear, you know. You don't realize that, well, I lost this friend 2 years ago. And 3 years ago, another one. And then here, maybe I go a long time and I've lost another good, dependable friend that I loved. And suddenly you look around. And it's sort of that way with this county. We're gradually making strides toward coming back in a different way, because coal will always be important to this economy. We will always have, I think, some mining industry. But I don't think anybody ever thinks it'll ever be back like it was. Not ever again.
Oh, don't you see that lonesome dove? It flies from vine to vine. It's mourning for its own true love, just like I mourn for mine. Just like I mourn for mine, my love. Believe me what I say, you are the only one I'll love until my dying day.
When did you go to Chicago?
59.
You couldn't get a job here.
Couldn't get a job here. Well, I had a job. I got a job in the mines. And I went out. A Monday morning, I went out to work and all the top of the rock and everything had fell in. They told me to take us about 3 days if you want to help us clean this. I looked at them and I said, no, bad men didn't want me to go in the mines anyway. I believe I'll not go.
Believe me what I say. What did it feel like?
It wasn't too good at all. I was bad to chew tobacco and didn't have no place to spit. And chewing tobacco, you gotta spit, that's for sure. I didn't have no place to spit or started smoking.
I worked 10,000 miles.
But, you know, I lacked the money. I hadn't been used to having that much money. Back here, if I made $6 or $8 a week, well, I thought I had a lot of money.
Where the wild
well, I started bringing home $50, $60 a week. Then I
where
was
the wild beasts howl and roar, my love. Believe me what I say. You are the only one I love. Until my dying day.
Well.
Okay. I've never heard this one.
I'm just trying to think about the mall there. The Woodland Plaza was the first one. The one down, the little strip mall there. It was a farm where the mall is. That was Skidmore Farm. And at one time, out there was a little knoll, just as round as it could be, and there used to be a little racetrack around it that people would tell about the Britons, and Skidmore's used to have races, horse races there. And, but that was one huge farm, the Skidmore Farm. Every place being just I think the whole country and the whole world, and we're just gradually losing our individuality.
Well, when are we going to get married, married, married? When are we going to get married, my dear little reckless boy?
And we've got our own language. It's American.
Yeah, maybe.
It's English. But it's a different language to what they teach you in books.
Okay, I had a hard time. I still haven't mastered it.
You still haven't figured out our language?
Not all of it.
Well, some of these days you'll probably have sin for me to come over and untangle this for you. But see, tomatoes is maters. Potatoes is taters. Taters and maters. And then little salad tomatoes, that's Tommy Toes.
I didn't know that one.
You didn't know that one.
I thought I'd bring my children, my children, my children. Thought I'd bring my children if the weather's all right. Well, I didn't know you had any children, any children, any children. Didn't know you had any children. You're a little reckless boy. Oh, yes, I've got five children, five children, five children. Yes, I've got six of a kind of them, right?
Marcy, come round.
No wedding, no wedding, no wedding. There's going to be no wedding, even if the wedding's all right.